Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger, and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions, and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose, and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, free devotions, and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hello, Mum. Welcome back to the Unique Mums Podcast. And today we're going back to the topic at the moment, which is missional motherhood. And it's a really good topic for us as Jesus Mums because it's all about how we can talk about Jesus with our children. And last week I shared an episode about the most important thing when we're talking about sharing the gospel, which is our own spiritual lives as mums, and how we can't be pouring into the spiritual lives of our children if we ourselves are not following Jesus closely. And I just want to encourage you again that if you're going through a hard season where maybe you just feel like you're disconnected from God somehow, I just want to encourage you again. Well, first, go back and listen to that episode. So that's the first thing. But quickly now as well, just stop this episode and pray for God to help you, to fill you with His Spirit, and to speak into your life and show you why that is, why you're going through a season where you don't feel close to God. And usually there are certain reasons for that. And yes, and spend time in God's Word and pray and just ask Him to reveal to you if there's anything in your life that maybe you need to change. Maybe you're just super busy, you haven't spent much time alone with God, and that's really important. And I talk about this in several of my episodes, and I know it's really hard when we have young children, but it's so important to spend like focused time with God, like even if it's just 10 minutes a day or something. So I would really encourage you to do that if you feel that that might be one of the reasons why you don't feel so close to God at the moment. And I say this all as someone who's been there and done that, because when my children were little, I also went through a really hard season in terms of my spiritual life. I didn't spend much time in the Word. I didn't pray as much either. So I can really relate to that. And if I could say anything back to my past self, as it were, but yeah, it would be that, just to really make it a priority to spend time with God. And yes, but you can do this in several ways. If you have very young children, you can do this while you're breastfeeding. You can take turns with your husband, or ask a family member or neighbor, just have like a date with God whenever you can. And that is so important for us as mums to really focus on that. And as I said, if we really want our children to learn about Jesus, then we need to be close to Jesus as well. And so, yeah, and today I want to share another thing, which is about praying together as a family. So this is something maybe that you already do to a certain extent if your kids are older, or maybe it's something that you want to think about for the future if you have very young children. But I want to share a little bit of my experience and also some things that I think are really helpful when it comes to praying together as a family. And when we pray together as a family, there are basically some things that we're kind of acknowledging when we pray. And the first one is that God is God and He deserves our worship. And so when we pray, it's really important that that is part of our prayer, that God is God and that He deserves to be worshipped. The second one that is really important when we pray, and even when we pray as a family, is this acknowledgement that we sometimes sin. And we need to confess that sin before God and before each other as well, and walk in God's light. And so to really be authentic with them and to confess to them when we make mistakes or when we sin as parents. It's really important that we do this, and we can do this in prayer as well and confess our sin and do this as a family. And this is a really good thing because it will help our children to realize that God's grace is amazing. And so this is such an important part of our prayer as a family, and something that I don't usually hear people talking about, but something that I feel convinced is really good to do. Now, obviously, it doesn't mean we should just do this in the situation of prayer. We could confess our sins before our children, like say sorry to them, apologize, and all that without being specifically in a prayer. But obviously, when we're praying, we can also have this attitude of repentance together as a family. And then the third thing that we can acknowledge when we're praying is that God is our provider, and we can trust in His goodness and power to give us what we need. And this is what happens specifically when we're asking for specific things. So we're acknowledging that God is the provider and that we can trust in Him and in His goodness. So He might not always give us exactly what we're asking for, depending on His will, of course, but we can always trust that His will is the best for us. So number four is that God is holy, and we surrender to His will. And so this is really important as well, and it ties in well with the part where we're asking God. And that is that we can ask for the things that are on our hearts, for the things that we feel we need or that we want, but we always yield to God's will over everything. And so these are the things that we're acknowledging. And the prayer method that I want to talk to you about is actually called PRAY. I don't know if you've heard of this, but PRAY, so the P stands for praise. So this is the first thing that we can do when we're praying as together as a family. So start by praising God as a family. R is for repent. So here we do that part that I said before, which is repenting together of specific sins that might have arisen between us as a family. And also, we can ask the Lord to show us if there's anything else we need to repent of, because often there are other things as well. And then A is for ask, so asking God for the things that we feel we need as a family. And Y is for yield, so at the end, we yield to God's will together. Okay, so that's the prayer strategy. So that's how we can pray, but now we're going to look at when and specifically what we can pray for, so a few ideas. So in terms of when, obviously this depends on the family, but I would suggest that you find a time that works for everyone and you really stick to it. So if you create a routine, so it could be breakfast time on Saturdays or breakfast time every day if you can, or dinner time or before bed. So just create a routine and make it so it's always the same. So this is really important. So if it can be once a week or once every 3 days or once a day even, that's even better, then that's really good. And you create a routine for it. And you can even have other things that are linked to it as well, like a kind of, like a ritual. Like if you do it before bed, like close the curtains, turn the lamp on, and have something that's kind of linked together. So it helps you to remember as well. Okay, so that's about the when. So this depends a lot on the family, and you may need to change it according to the seasons and life and your children's ages and all that as well. So yes, you can be flexible about changing it, but try to have a specific time within a specific season. So this school year, we're going to try and do it at breakfast time, or this school year, we're going to try and do it bedtime. And then if you need to change it the following school year, or during the summer or whatever, then you can change it for a specific season. Okay, so what can we pray for? So I'm going to go through each one of those elements of the pray strategy. And so we're going to start with praise. So what to praise God for in prayer? And this might seem a bit obvious, but I'm going to go through these in a little bit of detail, because there are different things we can praise God for. So the first one is God's character. And so we know many things about God's character from reading the Bible, and it's important that we state these in prayer, whether we feel these things or not, but we know them, and so it's important that we pray them and for our children to hear that. So God's character, that he's holy, that he's good, that he's powerful, that he's sovereign, so all of these things. The second thing we can praise God for is actually God's design. And so here we can pray about, for example, thank God for giving each family member a unique set of gifts and a unique calling, and also that he's given us a unique calling as a family as well. So this is part of God's design, and this is something we can praise him for. The third thing is God's provision. So we can praise God that he provides for us by giving us shelter and food and work and school. And then we can also praise him for his eternal kingdom as well. And then the fourth thing is God's creation. So we can praise him for nature, for animals, for other people, so everything that he created. And the final one that I put here, but this isn't an exhaustive list, of course, it's just a few ideas. So the final one I put here is God's grace. And so God's grace in giving us forgiveness through Jesus. And this is such an important thing to pray about. And now in terms of what to repent of in prayer as a family, so this is the our portion of the prayer. So here are some ideas. So harsh words, critical attitude, attitudes of revenge or unforgiveness, demanding attitudes, selfishness, impatience, lack of generosity. So this, again, is not an exhaustive list. It's just a few things that can often be issues within close relationships. And so these are all things that we can think about and examine ourselves in, even before we pray together as a family, but also as we're praying, we can bring ourselves before the Lord and just ask for forgiveness towards God and then toward each other as well. And then what to ask for in prayer as a family. So there are lots of subjects that we could put here, of course, as well. But I'll just give you a few to kick you off. So we can pray for family members, friends, or acquaintances who don't know the Lord. So we know many people, especially friends and acquaintances, who don't know the Lord, so we can bring them to God in prayer. And then, for example, our financial situation as a family, if we're going through struggles or difficulties, this is something that we can pray for and ask God for. Any upcoming travel or out of routine situations, so anything that's maybe a bit out of our comfort zone, that's something we can pray for. Illnesses or everyday problems. And so this is something that when our children are small, especially, they go through seasons of illnesses. And so this is something that we can be praying for as well. School issues. So whether you're homeschooling or your children go out to school, there are always issues with school, whether it's with friends, whether it's with a curriculum and them keeping up with things. So that's another area we can pray for. And then persecuted Christians. So this is a good thing that we can pray for with our children as well. Christian leaders in ministry. And then the nation where we live and the nations in general. Okay, and then just the final part of the prayer is yield. And so here we just acknowledge that God is in control and we ask for God's will overall. So that's just the final part of the prayer. So these are just a few ideas, but there are many things that you could pray for. And so, yeah, I just wanted to encourage you to really think about these things and check out the corresponding blog post and spend some time with your husband as well. And yeah, just kind of meditate on how you could do this prayer time together as a family. Find what works for you. And yeah, and you can even pray about how you're going to do it. So these are just ideas that I gave, but ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and to show you what would be the best thing, the best time. And yes, even in terms of the routines that you use, even in terms of the way of praying, that he would just lead you and show you the best that is for you. So yeah, that's it for today. I hope this episode really blessed you. And next week will be the last episode in the Missional Motherhood blog post series and podcast series. So I really hope you come back to listen then.